Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uthanonoka wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina e-ZEC awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Ukuba into enganqeda oyelungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngaseSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha ogciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ubemningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina e-ZEC ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcini sihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacathangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla leZANU-PF kutsho iphephandaba lobulembu eleZim Live. Igqwetha likaChidawa uMnumzana Lavmo Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama-CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapholisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla leZANU-PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala wetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo lesi emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba yimvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise kungcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scala uba icala lakhe malithoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into engancreta oyelungileyo kakhulu if i government inyanisile kubana icala leli is not political but kulecala letheswe uScala and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abanengi bebezo understand into ekhulunywa nguhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe serious ngakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uScala I think yena ufuna nje unless makuthi ama arguments ayenziwa ngamaloya akhe atshengisa ukubana li political then la ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcasta ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizoba njani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uScala yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba ifanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqakathekile kakhulu especially kwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side aba biased to iZANU PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zendaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama judgment ayenziwa ngama judge lawa awekho partisan ukushuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso ze-party ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji are captured yiZANU PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le transparency enjalo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseVirginia ngapha kwele Melika. Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokusipa khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana nokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuhi thina esikutshela abantu siyinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa angcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngisho nasezibhedlela uthola ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho okubizwa ukuthi yi-purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekile-ke ukuthi sibambane sisebenze ndawonye sazane sikhone njalo ukuthi ma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele impilo isinjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama-permits seziza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yi-South Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu aba-legal nabantu aba-illegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo belungise bethole amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda yibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi ukuba legal okungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu zinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegoshiyethelwa la ma-permits ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona ku-database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zika-November sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting Deputy Director General we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa weza. Unfortunately akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ithi yona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama permits ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze ithuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza as voluntary repatriation lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela siyabona bahamba ne-Home Affairs bahamba ne-traffic lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi mabe babopha babasa kuphi kodwa abantu bayabotshwa bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa kuthiwe ukayimlawo abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcini sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe echiye izihlobo zakhe echiye abantwana abanye bayabotshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estrateni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lezwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa obeqoqa ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubu esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthiye uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungatshabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esiphala oludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization, i-XXBB BA.1.5 lohlobo le COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yaba khona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa kuqathaniswa lezinye ezibe khona. Lesi simemezelo sesithiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebesele nayo izaphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibanconywana sesihluma kancane imisebenzi ungathi besingani iyavula eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenza again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi eminye imisebenzi kuyavalwa kuyenzwani abantu simise imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Kholeka Ntubela.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yes besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So makusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho kusho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezaladeni lemisikeni bangathola amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyaba khona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa okuningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association uDokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
We just have to be cautious as far as we know.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthebisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020, iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela, ezokwakha nokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yama khwimelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo, iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angamachumi amabili lasishiyagalombili 28. Ministry of 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izinqumo eziyabe zithethwe imithethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abachayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukuchayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani, sanibonani bantu bakaStudio 7. Ayi, ngikhuluma noMzingayo okhuluma useJoburg. Eyi, ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapha ngase-Voice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho, okokuqala ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyabonge emarapi ngokusidudulela bonke ama-distress esishone amamisi asishoneni. Sibonge lo kwabomdende. Yonke emarapi, mina tengwe. Ngishilo into zesifisi namhlanje ngisengahala ngibona i-MRP idudula. Ayikho iphathi esike yakwenza konke lokho. I-MRP abantu basezibethe i-MRP, MRP, MRP yacha. I-MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithandi zogcina liyimamisa. Yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwesihlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni, especially le ntanga le encane le kakhulu iyegcwele egcwele kubosisisi. Abadala bethu sasibona kuma-social media bekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani esikhathi segugurawuni. thina siyibonakala sicadalele namhlanje sandiyandlo zasetshoneni bafuthi into zabo uchamisa uchamisa ubaba babo ngathola leso sikhathi bona ababulali abadala bethu hayi cha bafuthi asizizwe namakhwapha ongani namaphoyisa namanensi ngachithwa nje uyinto nje engingumuntu wasesitshoneni ngapha esevele imkhothe emdende nje ishone khona lethathwa ngokwakhe hayi ngiyaxolisa abantu besisisi hayi bhabhayi mna ngisuka ngapho mna ngiyindebele so ngishiya khona lapha ngisafuna ukukhuluma kakhulu bhabhayi
bonani kustudio 7 linjani lonke ngiyalibingelela libingelelwa ngunyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha egwanda mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-CCC ngapho endaweni lapha achawe khona ilezi imigulukudi ezanu izanu PF vela ngeke iphinde kustophe lokhu kutshaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashayiwayo i-opposition singamagwala uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu-3 siyabaleka siyi-50 sishawa ngamapholisa ayi-5 siyabaleka siyi-100 so they discovered i-weakness yethu so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili so ngiyalicela bantu angikhuthazi i-violence kodwa ngiyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe-opposition ukuthi if umuntu wezanu esiqala singabaleki let's fight back ngoba le mpi asompi encane asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqubu baleke uthiye osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo hayi asimeni njengamadoda ikakhulu amadoda asiprotecteni omama ogogo bethu betshawa izanu yabonga
sabonani bantu bakustudio 7 lo khuluma yong anakhondani khuluma ngise-South Africa e-Johannesburg ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthwakazi abagijima ngamaphati e-MDCT ezanu-PF e-CCC bantu bakomthwakazi nonke bantu bakomthwakazi akula shona elingavotela indebele bantu bakomthwakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebheleleni kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu lize nqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangena izanu-PF phambili i-MDCT phambili kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthwakazi lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthwakazi ligijima nge-CCC ligijima nge-MDCT ligijima nge-ZANU-PF kwehlula abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo umuntu omhlophe bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty empumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela kanti lingenwe yini kanti owaliloyayo umbani kanti bantu bakomthwakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathini emashoneni ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni ingabe ukhona ingabe uyalizwela kumbe yikudla kumbe yimali kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini ayisono ngabantu bakomthwakazi abagijima emaphathini vulani indlela
njani studio 7 yaphila ayi nathi siyaphila nami ngithi ake ngibeke umbono studio 7 ngiyazilalela kakhulu inews zakho studio 7 hayi ziyezwakala ngibe sengibe ngixekela ingxeka khona ngoba le nto esuke ikhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa izanu-PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto eyenziwa izanu-PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo wayenza udlame kanti kubeni lwenziwa izanu-PF akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezanu so ingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona-ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption uhulumende alwe ne-corruption umuphi uhulumende kumele alwe nayiphi i-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa wuye lo hulumende wuye oyenza i-corruption lo hulumende ose-ophethe manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende kumele alwe nayiphi i-corruption ngoba uhulumende wuye oyenzayo le-corruption isemthethweni futhi ngiyayezanu-PF le-corruption bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa kufanele baqondise ulimi lokuthi muphi uhulumende kumele alwe ne-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izanu-PF ugovernment lophethe amaphoyisa ngawakhe amasosha ngawakhe iy'nkantolo ngezakhe amajele ngawakhe konke ngokwakhe akafuni ukuphikiswa ubambe ngazo zonke manje ubazothi i-corruption i-country ibulawa yi-corruption i-country ibulawa umbuso lophethe lo ophethe manje ungakhishwa lo umbuso ophethe manje yiko la ungathiwa kukhishwa yona i-corruption kufanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali bakhuluma ulimi oqondile
Studio 7, Studio 7, sibona linjani linjani kuzindawo zonke nokubona umhlaba kulesiyaphila. Eh sicela silazi wadala sicela ukuthi liye lisweni laba bantu bakithi simpinda kokgawo obaba okgawulo nje hayi sisikhathele sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebe bekhuluma amanga bebe bekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala amanga asuke emsendawo engavikile amashona ayamusha sesimoshele into eziningi akwa many years evotelwa engasenzeki lutho kwa many years engajabuliswa ichange leyo abamnikeza yona engajabuliswa ichange leyo abamnikeza lesi thina singabantu besimpi esimoshakale la asithandi leyo ngoba gawule sicetuzame ukuthi ukuzame ukuzinika amakhwapha obuntu emdala futhi into kakhulu nasibancane kulawo cela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe okukhulumayo hayi asikuthandi thina sicetha ukuzama ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni futhi ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemadebheneni behlupheka ujabuliswa yini into ekujabulisayo wena kahle kahle umuntu omdala ungajabuliswa yini uma abantu bemadebheneni bebulawa ujabuliswa yini wena uwumuntu omdala ongako yini into ekujabulisayo utholani kikho lokho utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani uwumuntu omdala ongako hayi babagawuli cela ukuthi usibone lathi singabantu lathi njengawe yaeloku singabantu njengawe ingakusapoti into embi into embiimbi
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edale le-Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Jair Bolsonaro besithi bekulokuqilibezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho umnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela izombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzekaleyo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo and ma iyimajority kungela ukuqilana kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani kumele abantu babe loku-accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa. Kufanana le mpilo zethu every day, asinqobi every day in everything that we are doing. Sometimes we win, sometimes siyadliwa. So hayi, ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo kade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil, hayi sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya. I-election siyaphela kathesi sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil, babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years. So khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya. Then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa sokufuna udlakema, hayi asifuni khonokho anywhere in the world. Kulomthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona, lapho esisebenza khona, lezi ndlu zethu obaba lomama babe lomthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa then we follow that. Okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo hayi lathi siyathi abayeke leyo behavior.
Nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uyakwenelisa yini nxa umkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela iyazama ngoba engena e-ofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze-COVID le infrastructure development ye-America. So khonokho kwakuthatha isikhathi esiningi ukuthi alungise ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi laphana sabhujelwa ngabantu abayi-over 300,000 e-America ngendaba ze-COVID. So khonokho kwakuqakathekile lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle lama instance ama izimali ababezinikwa ukuthi la bakwazi ukuthenga ukudla ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringayi ngolandela ke ezombusazo wele Melika ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, igama lami nguChris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo 7:30 ntambama.